In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Why does Jesus tell us all this scary stuff? Elsewhere he's told us about how there will be wars and rumors of wars, and the sun will darken, and the light of the moon will go out. And today we hear that they will seize and persecute us, and we will be handed over to synagogues and to prisons, and will be led before kings and governors. Why is he telling us all of these things? Well, so it won't disturb our faith, that we won't somehow think that Jesus has been defeated, that these things are not according to plan. They are. Jesus, they're not according to plan in one way. It is not as if God wills these things to happen. God then says, I'm going to torture these people. I'm going to put them to the test. No, it's a consequence of sin. It's a consequence of people being rebellious towards God and resisting his gospel. Now, he knows it's going to happen. So he's going to warn us so that we realize that this is going to happen, and it is not going to derail his plan of our salvation. And so what do? It will lead to us giving testimony, to be a witness, a martyr. If you don't give your life, you're a confessor. You confess the faith by what you say and what you do. And don't worry about it. God will give you the wisdom to respond. Just be obedient to his name. Now, most of us don't have the luck of being a martyr. You say, what was the luck of being a martyr? Hey, you get martyred, straight to heaven. It's a good deal. Most of us, we have to give witness in little tiny ways all throughout our lives. Don't worry about it. Don't worry that you're going to have crosses and there's going to be things that test your faith. This is part of what God foresaw. But remain faithful to him, and by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.